Hello.
This is Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not sending anything, and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. May I speak to Nicole, please?
This is her.
Great, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. Excuse me, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain? Probably. Chances are 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain, okay. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain, probably 50-50, or you're not going to vote for that?
Almost certain.
Almost, okay. Thank you. In what year were you born, please?
1978.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latina, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race I haven't mentioned?
White,
okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or things have gotten off in the wrong track?
Things on the wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here it is: homelessness, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of living, public infrastructure like roads, bridges, housing affordability, jobs and wages, water policy, or parental rights and education.
Crime.
Oh, here we go. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I just want you to rate your feelings towards them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can tell me that too.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Gavin Newsom.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Gary Bredefeld.
No opinion.
Okay. Steve Brandow.
No opinion.
Okay. Paul Diktos.
No opinion.
All right. Thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Diktos, who is CPA, County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who is businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, and Steve Brandow, who is county supervisor and businessman, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure yet. I don't have an opinion yet.
No problem. You're probably going to give me the same answer, but I have to read this follow-up question for quality purposes. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean towards? Paul Diktos, Gary Bredefeld, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, or Steve Brandow?
No opinion.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as county supervisor? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No opinion.
Okay, no problem. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Quickly moving on, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. No names, just a description. For each, just tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for that kind of candidate. First one, a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, like apartment buildings and condos.
Less favorable.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much. Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Much less.
All right. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Much more likely.
Much more. All right.
A much more favorable.
A candidate. Right. Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Somewhat like less.
Somewhat less. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Somewhat likely.
All right, thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Much more likely.
Much more. All right, thank you. Now I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, just tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for that candidate.
Mm-hmm.
First, Gary Bredefeld. He currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty, transparency in government, and he will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. No chance, small chance, fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for him?
Good chance.
Okay. The options remain the same. Here's the next statement about the next candidate, Paul Dictos. He currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increasing affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public.
Somewhat likely. There's somewhat a good chance.
A good chance?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have Steve Brandow. He currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandow has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep her tax dollars invested in her neighborhoods. Brandow is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Remember, options are no chance, small chance, fair, or good.
Fair chance.
Fair, okay. After hearing more information on these candidates, the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, who is CPA, Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefeld, businessman, council member, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, or Steve Brandow, who is county supervisor, businessman. Who would you vote for?
I don't know yet. Sorry.
No problem. And remember, just as a follow-up, if the election was today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards?
Maybe Gary Bredefeld. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Finally, I just want to ask you the last questions for statistical purposes only. I really thank you for your patience. These are the very last ones, I promise. Generally speaking, Do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
All right. Do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
Master's degree.
Master's. Thank you. And the last question, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends or family?
Own our home.
You own it. Okay. That's it. The survey has been completed. Thank you very much for your patience. I appreciate
it.
No problem. You have a great rest of your night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye.